We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Pod Sauce, your podcast discovery show. I am Alicia Renee.
And I am Dax Holt. Alicia, I'm so mad that you're not here. I have the coolest socks on. I wanted to show you my socks.
Pick it up for me.
Look at those. I was like.
Wait, put it right in the camera. I want to see. Ooh.
I was like, oh, Alicia's going to love these. They're little multicolored flamingos.
Flavorful and festive. However, I am maintaining my wiki score by all means necessary because my toes look like critters right now. They look like I went into a battle in old time and lost. So.
Oh, so good. Oh, we got a big show coming up, though. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We do.
We got the guys from Trap Nerds. We got Dre and Xavier. I'm so excited because Dre is also from Louisiana. So I'm very curious to see what my Louisiana brethren, what he brings to the table. But, you know, all things anime, game, I know nothing about.
Comic books.
I love that black people, like we do in all other spaces, we're taking over.
It's a popular genre. People go crazy over this stuff. So I think it is, you know, it's a good genre to be in for them, for sure.
They do. And it's really good to have some voices and faces that look and sound like me talking to those who are into anime and gaming. We got the guys from Trap Nerds coming up, and you guys definitely want to hear that interview. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Yep, absolutely. And then I got one odd pod for you if you're interested.
What you got for me, Boo? That's, you know, right. Odd pod pick.
So we like to, on Pod Sauce, bring you one odd pod of the week. It's just kind of something fun, something random to throw out there to you. So this week's odd pod is a funny feeling, all right? So It's hosted by Betsy Sotero and Marcy Jaru. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right.
You did
but
your
we're,
best.
Well, we're going to go with
best.
It. So they're comedians, but they're also paranormal enthusiasts, which
nope.
I know you love.
Nope, I don't want to talk about anything hoogie boogie wookie wonky while I'm like.
They get into it. They get into spirits, demons, the
rebuke
whole
it.
Thing, Leisha.
And I it, rebuke it.
So, but because they're comedians, they joke around the whole time, but they're taking calls from all of their guests and some of the like random, like one of the episodes I listened to was about someone who'd had numerous UFO experiences, like seeing it over the lake, but then years later seeing it over their house, and then years later, like, and it was like the same UFO that they kept seeing throughout their entire life. And they're like, is this thing tracking me? Like, why
yes,
am
it's
I?
It's coming to get you.
Yeah.
Molly, like, you're in danger, girl.
Exactly. You better be worried. The aliens are out to get you.
You in danger, girl.
So these two women will like talk about it, joke about it. And, you know, Betsy, she has a really recognizable voice. She does a lot of like voice work in Hollywood. She's done like, what did I say, Angie? What did she do earlier? She did the odd, what was it? Odd Parents or what was it?
Oddball?
Powderpuff Girls.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, she's done a lot of voiceovers. So the second you hear it, you're like, oh, she's definitely like a cartoon voice. Like, very distinct voice. But, it, you know, again, it fits in the category for Odd Pod of the Week. So that's what it is, a funny feeling. Go check it out.
A funny feeling. All right, guys. Well, y'all know how I feel about the hooky booky wooky wooky. So, you know, I am one person who will give it a hard pass. However... if that ro-ro boat is going up your alley, feel free to go to podsauce.com where you can get more info on a funny feeling, Dax's odd pick of the week. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is Pod Sauce. We got so much more coming up. Welcome back, everyone, to Pod Sauce, your podcast discovery show. Well, 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 Dax. You look like a canary that's sitting on some news.
Well, as the reigning champ of pick of the week.
Knock it all the way off. I don't know what facts are you reading, but they're wrong, babe.
I mean, according to my tally, I'm at 463 and you're at 2. But, I mean, who's counting, right?
We all know. We all know.
So I got a pick of the week for you. I think you're going to like this one. So I'm not a huge political person. I don't dive deep into it. However.
Not the pivot.
Slow burn I've heard a lot about over the years. Uh-huh. I never tuned in. Didn't really care about the Nixon administration, didn't really care about Watergate. It's kind of stuff that, like, I feel like I've had knowledge of, but wow, this thing blew me away. This podcast is amazing, and it dives deep into Watergate. But not only that, it's about, like, all the ancillary characters of Watergate and the things that you didn't know and how shady Nixon was. Like, I feel like I knew he was a shady dude, but like as you're going down this podcast journey, you find out about everything and how he was just trying shoving everything under the carpet. Did you know that like between actual Watergate break-in and when he resigned was like 2 years?
Yeah. Because I was just about to say, is it even easy to follow? Because there were so many crooks in the kitchen. Mind mm-hmm. you, I said crooks instead of cooks. It was a play on it. Okay, never mind. So many crooks in the kitchen to like hammer them all down, yeah. And they were handing out deals. So yeah, it took a very long time for him to off of that.
But here's the thing. It was also the public's perception. So yeah. It really, I mean, the similarities in regards to the way Nixon would speak, very similar to the way Trump would speak about the press and manipulating the stories. I mean, it was crazy.
You don't say.
It was unbelievable. So, Leon Neyfakh is the... Is that how you say his name? Fuck? Leon Neyfakh?
Is that what we're doing now?
Leon Neyfakh, that's how you say his name. He's the host of it, but he has done such an amazing job of researching and pulling out these people. And like you said, describing it in a way that my simple mind could follow throughout the entire journey. And I'm telling you, I live very close to the Nixon Library. I'm dying to go over there because I want to see the desk. I want to see where the microphones were. I want to see all of it now. I'm like craving more Nixon news. And so I made it through the entire season, which was like 8 or 9 episodes. And they're short, by the way. They're like 30 minutes. So it's totally digestible. But the next one is going to be about the Bill Clinton impeachment.
Got to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Want to know.
It's good, though. It's really good. So I think you'll enjoy it. Again, all the plot points, the details that Leon like brings out is really what makes this podcast really palatable.
Slow burn, you say.
Slow burn. You'll like it.
I'm gonna check it out. You know, I do love me a good government intrigue, although, you know, just being a black woman, I thoroughly am already invested in the conspiracy theory of the government. So.
And that's another thing. Conspiracy theories took a big like boost when he was in office and people were like, you know, you think something's happened, and then Watergate was like the proof that that stuff actually is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing worse than when they piss on your back and tell you it's raining. It's like, no, you're pissing on my back. Like, it's not raining. I'm not dumb. Knock it off.
Knock it off. I don't like that.
Knock it off. Slow burn, guys. So if you want to hear more about Dax's pick of the week, please head over to podsauce.com. By now, you guys already know the drill. Don't go anywhere. This is Pod Sauce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
Alicia. I am Alicia Renee.
How are you doing today?
I'm just hanging. Literally.
I like it, though. So we're going to bring in our next guests, who I'm excited about. They are the Trap Nerds. They're the hosts behind the Trap Nerds podcast, Dre and Xavier. Can you tell our viewers, our listeners, a little bit about your podcast? I mean, I know, obviously, it's about comic books. It's about anime. But, like, give someone, like, a little in-depth preview of what you guys are doing on your pod.
Well, we talk about the important issues on our comic books, anime, and gaming. We get into a little entertainment news also. It's just, it's the genre that not a lot of black people get to have a voice in right now. And, you know, it's something that we speak heavy on, talking about the recent DC movie releases, comic book releases, you know, the most recent gaming tech news, and whatever come across our board, that's what we talk about. But it's mostly on, like, things that we are usually entertained with, which is gaming, comic books, anime.
Or if we just hit, like, random stuff, we'll just shoot.
Yeah, random stuff. I didn't make that sound professional. We do be doing some ignorant
stuff.
Yeah,
you sounded real. I like it. It was nice. That's why I was like, nah, I'm just shut up right here. He just running there on the grid.
I was about to say, Xavier, hey, knock it all the way off. I heard an episode and there was like no professionalism.
That's the real question. Like, question was asked.
We like to have fun and we like to just show people that, you know, we can talk about these topics and have fun and have disagreements and still agree with, I mean, and still enjoy each other's presence and talking about it. So that's what we're about on there. We don't like to keep. It's not always serious. It's all we want everybody to enjoy it, laugh.
But have heated discussions too. Because it's like, you know, you can't just have a podcast with like a whole bunch of people like agreeing with themselves, because then they get boring as hell.
I think that's what I love so much about Trap Nerds. Now, I'm not a big anime fan or gamer. I know nothing about the genre, but what I do love is that, you know, it's people like us who look like us. Talking about topics that in spaces that we're not normally welcomed into,
right?
Like you don't have a lot of, to my knowledge, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but there aren't a lot of characters of color, right?
It's not,
but the ones that are GOAT status.
Yeah, and it's luckily, like, they're starting to see a black influence in anime now, so we're starting to see a rise in more black animations. Like, shout out to DR Shistaijo. They're one black-owned studio. I say it wrong every time, but, like, they're one black-owned studio that, like, that's leaving in that force and putting more black people in animation and stuff. So, you know, it's a work in progress.
we slowly getting there.
Yeah.
So have you guys been fans of comics and gaming your entire life, and you just finally said, this is now how we're going to monetize on our passion?
One day, me and Snacks was getting drunk, and we was just, like, talking about anime and stuff. Sad after getting drunk. But,
Take another sip.
Shots at it. So then it was like, you know, we was chilling just talking about anime and stuff. Because it was like, you know, we ain't seen your homie in a while. You know, we running it. What you been watching? What you been playing? Yeah. And it was like, we actually know a lot. Damn.
A lot.
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, we know. It ain't like, I can explain stuff to people. Like, just like you were saying, you don't watch no anime or play no games. I can explain it to you and you actually get it somehow. So it's like. We was like, let's actually just, you know, try to build around it. Then we started, you know, Snacks got some microphones. Then we realized we can do it all wireless, and then we just went from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've always had.
That I do know is listening to, like, you guys and The Read, because Kid Fury is a huge anime fanatic. You know, so I'm not in the bubble, but I'm not in the bubble.
Right. It's okay. I understand completely. Because that's what messed us up, like. Like, I don't know if it's that, but, like, when we got signed by, like, Charlamagne, like, with the Black Effect, it was like, we don't know nothing about this, but y'all do, so we can use, you know, y'all could be our people that explain it to us. Mm-hmm. So then, like, me and Snacks used to just, like, when once we started the podcast, we just sending, like, our episodes out to people. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up getting the email from the Black Effect. Now Charlamagne the God is our boss. Wild story. People be thinking it was like a Cinderella story. Nope, that's kind of how it happened. We just started it, and then we just kind of, like, people be thinking, you know, it's like you got Disney and perfect. We're kind of winging it. Like,
well, it's a huge marketplace. Like, there is legitimate, a massive fan base for all this content that you're putting out. My question, Marvel or DC? What DC. Side are you on? Which side are you
DC.
On?
DC. DC, no
really?
Question. Yes.
Both of
Marvel-
you?
Marvel is good in the cinematic universe. They're incredible, but people sleep on how DC, like, take over in, like, comic books on the small screen and everything like that. If Marvel didn't have the cinematic universe, nobody wouldn't really pay attention much to it.
Give me three DC characters that DC needs to build out in their universe to bring it back.
Oh, that's a good question, Leash.
That's easy for me. Icon, he's like the Black Superman. Well, he's not really the Black Superman, but he has, like, really cosmic power. He's created by Milestone Media Comics. That's one that they need to just bring out more. Luckily they're doing a Val Zai Superman, so kind of waiting for that. Also with Michael B. Jordan, that's one storyline.
Ain't he producing it or something?
He's producing it also as a series. And then my third one is Batwing. He actually finally showed up on Batgirl season 2, but I wish they'd do a lot more with him. He's another Black character that I love. Has a good comic book series that they don't put out more. Like you said, we're tired of seeing Batman.
We're tired of like 8 different Batmans. But
I like DC, but I criticize them a lot.
I say Childish one. I'll mix it up because they just got them. I say the Watchmen, like, because the movie I loved in the comic book, but you can extend like a lot with the Watchmen comics. Mm-hmm. And I think DC owns them now. Another one I hate, even though I'm going to go back to Batman. Batman Beyond was one of the greatest Batman runs ever. I just hate how they did that. Like, Terry McGinnis was a GOAT. I don't care. And one more. Randomly, Blue Beetle. I'd like to see him get, like, brought out some more. Because it's like 4 of them. But, you know, the one they got now, I'm liking how they're going with his plot line, I guess.
So if we have listeners that want to check out your podcast, what is the one episode that you say, check this episode out first? Because that one is the one you are most proud of, or you feel like you've got the most feedback from people.
Episode 10, the one we did with one of my favorite comedians, Josh Johnson. It was a long episode that we did. It's like a special for our episode 10, special season 2. It had some of everything in it. It had comedy. It had serious talks. We even talked about stock in it. It covered all the bases. And it's like, I really think it's one of our funniest episodes. And Josh Johnson came in and killed it with the superhero improv. So episode 10, season 2, that's the best one.
What podcast do you guys listen to personally? Because, I mean, that's one of our big questions on this. People are tuning in to kind of find out what you guys are listening to on your downtime.
I love the, of course, one of the podcasts, Joe Rogan. I love the Joe Rogan Experience. Listen to it all the time. Charlamagne's and Andrew Schultz, Brilliant Idiots.
Oh, Brilliant Idiots. Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that one.
Listen to it all the time. Flagrant 2 with Andrew Schultz. Love that podcast also. And ironically, I'm a huge Office fan, so I listen to the Office Lady podcast a lot.
I did not see that one coming. I love it. They are good, though. They're fun.
With me, I be like, I look at a lot of, what is it, Comic Storian and Comics Explained on YouTube. And shout out to What Culture Gaming, because, hey, like, I think they in, like, Britain, but they keep me, like, up to date with the whole, like, the way they talk. And I just like to listen to British people talk. So they just sitting there talking for an hour about games and stuff and British gibberish. So it's like, I'm liking
and
this.
British
I get it.
British gibberish.
You know, like, British got their own slang for everything. So it's just exactly. Like, I do not know what half of this means, but I'm liking it.
That's awesome. I love this. You know, this was a really fun conversation. Thank you for not wearing your shirt, because wow, the energy level went through the roof with us.
I try, man.
Who needs a shirt?
Screw shirts.
We don't need
We're
a
all
shirt.
Taking our
we just need
off.
Shots. Take one for me, Dre. Take one
wait,
for
wait,
me.
Wait. I got your sugar. And we all Jose today.
No, don't show the label now. Unless they cut you a
They're
check.
Not paying you.
I'm showing the back of it. It's Jose.
There you go.
I'm going to show the back of it. You saw Jose face.
Guys,
take that shot
both,
so we can close this up.
So
yeah.
Much. There you go.
There
That's
you
go. Oh. Louisiana brother.
Woo.
Ooh. All right, baby.
And if you missed any of us, any of this conversation about podcasts, you can sign up for our newsletter at podsauce.com so we can send it directly to your inbox.
Don't go anywhere, guys. We got more. This is Podsauce.
All right, this is Podsauce. Man, this went by fast.
It did. I mean, but you know what they say. Time flies when you're having fun. So huge shout out and thanks to the Trap Nerd.
I was going to say, time flies when you have guests not wearing shirts.
And taking shots in your honor. Shout out to Dre. Appreciate you, brother. Like, I needed it. Stick it for the team. I definitely want to know what job does he have that he could, you know, just be out there with his bits and his nips in the atmosphere. Taking a shot and a swig.
Oh, my God.
A shot of something brown and a swig of beer. I mean, best job ever, I would say.
All right. I was like, that was the craziest interview we've had thus far.
For sure.
We're still in our infancy with Podsauce, but that was pretty amusing. So that was a good show.
Good. Thank you, Dre and Xavier of Trap Nerds. We appreciate you bringing some joy to our day. And as usual, you guys can head over to podsauce.com. Please sign up for our newsletter. Put your email address in there, your little email address. Put that in the blank. We're going to shoot you over all things related to Podsauce so you can stay abreast with the best.
With the best. And you can follow us on social media at The Podsauce. We're everywhere. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of it.
All the things. Follow Dax on at Dax Holt. Follow me on at I Am Alicia Renee.
Thank you.
You know. We out here. You know I got you, boo. You was going to forget yourself. You was gonna forget
I was.
Yourself.
I was. Thank you for repping me for me. I appreciate it.
Always. What's your name?
I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee. Until next time, be good to yourself, guys. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.